Saturday morning, and welcome to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM, WKWXFM.com, and the WKWX app. A lot to get to on this Saturday morning. What a beautiful Saturday. The sun's out. Temperature's going to heat up a bit. We have had a terrible, terrible winter. January was awful. Maybe one good day in January, and then February starts off with an ice storm. Kids been out of school all week, basically. Things have been closed. Not a good way to start February, but that's behind us, I hope. Should be pretty nice today, and this weekend, temperatures getting back up close to 60 tomorrow, so looking forward to that. Maybe a golf day. Try to find any reason to get out on the course, although it's going to be really wet. A lot of basketball to talk about. The Tigers and Lady Tigers had to cancel a game on Tuesday because of the weather over at McNary. And then last night we were in Lexington for senior night. And it's always good to be somewhere where it's either senior night or homecoming. It's just a wonderful event. Somehow or another, though, theirs over there was the most depressing thing I've ever seen or heard because of the music. I don't know where they got that music at, but I just kind of lost my feel of my good feel. Let's see, what else? Three regular season games left. We'll be at home for a couple next week, and then be back on the road on Valentine's Day. So I'll get to spend Valentine's with Bill Sharp. Looking forward to that for sure. He's a cheap date anyway. And coming up this afternoon, 1 p.m. right here on 93.5 FM, Tennessee and Auburn. Tennessee trying to rebound after the loss to Florida. So we'll see how that goes. Super Bowl is set. Eagles in Kansas City. Get your tickets today. $4,500 for the cheapest ones per seat. So I'm sure everybody's going to order theirs. It'll be full. You know, and that's the cheapest seat, $4,500. I don't know what they go if you get down close to the field. Probably $20,000 or $30,000. Who knows? That is so crazy. And then, of course, Hardin County baseball and softball is just around the corner as well. And we'll kind of look at their home openers. And let's see, what else is going on? I noticed, saw a deal with Seth Garner. He's getting ready to get cranked up at Memphis in a couple of weeks. I'm sure Cooper Clapp is getting ready to get cranked up, college baseball. I used to watch college baseball a long time ago. You know, if Tennessee's in it, I was in it, watching it when they were going to the World Series and stuff. But watching them the last couple of years and just watching college baseball and the excitement level around it, it's a pretty fun sport to watch on TV. So looking forward to that getting cranked up as well. Coach Ryan Geyer is in with me. We're going to talk some Tiger basketball and get his views and opinions on last night's game over at Lexington. And then what's ahead for the Tigers as Chester County and McNary will come to town next week. So just sit back and relax. Some sports talk coming your way right here on 93.5 FM. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back and talk some Tiger basketball right after this. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I'm Steve Cornell and with you this morning. Beautiful Saturday morning. I was telling Ryan about my golf game last Saturday. He did ask, so I just didn't volunteer. I did go play last Saturday. Thought it was going to be nice and then ended up freezing to death. Especially on the backside. Sun came out for about 20 or 30 minutes. Had about 20 minutes of, you know, okay weather. And then kind of got cloudy and dark. And, you know, and ended up having a good front side. Almost had a hole in one on number 10 at Adamsville. And then bogey, 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 double bogey, bogey, par, par. That's what happens. There's something about, you play golf some. Birdie that first hole. If you ever birdie number one, you're going to be downhill from there on.
I'm not good enough to birdie hardly any, so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If I'm scrambling, get a good team.
Yeah.
I'll jump on somebody's back and I guess they carry me and I just kind of there along for the ride.
You're there
that's
for
about my golf game.
The social part of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's kind of way my golf game is anyway. I'm more of a social golfer now than I am really getting after it. So I just like being around the guys every now and then. But enough about that. I am going to go try to play tomorrow. If my body will let me. That's what I got to do. I got to figure out when I get up in the morning if my body will let me go or not. But let's bring in Coach Brandon Kirk. He is flown in from Mississippi. Man, you had a tough time getting across the dam and going through wrecks or what?
I did. We were behind a line of cars about 20 long going about 30 miles an hour for whatever reason.
Yeah, and then nothing's there.
For no good reason.
That's like being on the interstate. Have y'all ever noticed that you go on the interstate and you'll be doing about 80 and then all of a sudden nothing and you're in a standstill and then when you get to wherever you think it is nothing and it breaks loose, mm-hmm. Nothing.
That's it.
I mean, you won't see something and there's never nothing there.
Nothing to see.
That's the way it is. If you go to Chattanooga on 24, there's one spot about 25 miles out of Chattanooga when you go around that bend where the river is that starts stacking up. And I've never figured out why that is because you're just going around the bend. But it does. It coming into Chattanooga, it's always that way. But anyway, had some basketball action last night. First of all, had to cancel the game with McNary on Tuesday night due to weather. And then, you know, I was thinking about you get a little bit of momentum on Friday night, get some girls that kind of get where they're shooting the ball really well. And then you get a week off. So how did that affect what y'all were doing as you prepare for Tuesday night and then couldn't play and then, you know, a week later you got to wait?
Oh, yeah. It's never good when you get teenagers out of their rhythm. Like, we knew going in that we expected to play better than we did. But going in, when you're not in a rhythm, when you're not in a routine, it's tough. And granted, Lexington was the same way. They had the same days off, same practices we had. It's just different when you're not sitting there going out to the baseline every day at 11:22 to go to practice from 11:22 to 12:47. And that never has positively impacted any team in the history of basketball.
Yeah, it's funny how routine and doing things the same way. And I'm kind of getting that way now. I've got my routine set. And
me too.
Anything disrupts my routine, it causes problems.
Yes. And,
but, you know, so can't play. So what did you decide to do? Had days out of school. You knew you had Lexington coming up. So I guess you just had to get everybody, you know, to meet in and call in and –
Yeah, we would have liked to have had practiced on, what was that day? I guess Wednesday and couldn't. And then we came in and we practiced Thursday anyways and then walked through Fridays.
Yeah, so it kind of shortened your week up,
it
too.
It did.
Yeah. So we go over to Lexington. The game a couple of weeks ago with Lexington, an exciting game, overtime game. Two teams going into that game. And I remember talking with Bill during the pregame, talking about two teams that are pretty evenly matched out of all the ones that, well, we've just played them in Chester County. By far, I'd say Chester County is probably a little bit above athletically, both teams. But these two teams were really well matched up. And then another game where really tight. They got off to I wouldn't say a fast start because nothing was a fast start.
Yeah, that game.
Yeah. What was it? 5-3.
It was 5-3 at the end of the first.
Yeah. Well, that was a bad analogy.
Not a fast start.
Well, I was trying to be nice. They hit a couple of baskets. We get a three. I can't remember the last time I had saw a 5-3 score.
I haven't seen one like that. I've seen us score low. I've seen us have six at halftime against that first game against Scotts Hill. And we didn't throw it in the ocean. But we did. We came off to extremely slow start. But defensively, I mean, you give up 5 points in a quarter, you normally going to win the ball game. So.
Yeah, and then the second quarter, things started turning up for both teams, and they get a lead. We come back. I thought we played really well in the first half in the second quarter as well. 17-17, though, at halftime, neither team was absolutely just burning the nets down, though.
No, I thought we played well in the second quarter, too. They weren't necessarily just sagging back off of us, but they weren't jumping us with pressure. So we were able to be patient, and that's what I was telling my girls, be patient, get the shots you want. Don't just force one up because you're tired of moving the ball around, because for every second we're moving the ball playing offense, they're having to work on defense. So, again, I thought we executed that well in the second quarter. And then defensively, we gave up a couple big offensive rebounds. We turned the ball over a couple times. But all in all, the first half was, about what you would expect it to be with two evenly matched teams going into half tied.
Well, I was wondering why we played Chester County, and Chester County kind of did the same thing the first half. They kind of stayed in their zone and stayed off of us and let us hang around the three-point circle, and we made them pay. And then last night it was kind of the same thing. Similar. Are they not watching film? Or to me the blueprint for us is pressure.
Is pressure. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
because we've got a lot of youth. Even though they can't be young anymore because they've halfway or almost through a season. But that's not true because you still have a lot of kids out there that. This is their first time.
Yeah,
to play.
You've got upperclassmen that have the experience of basically someone ending their freshman year, about to end their freshman sophomore year.
Yeah.
That's the reality of it. And you talk about the blueprint against us, like you said, would be pressure, and that's what they started doing in the second half.
Yes. Yeah, and that's the Chester County game. I figured, okay, they're going to do something. They have to come out. They're going to go one-on-one with us or man-to-man. They're going to do something. And they didn't, but they extended us.
Yes.
And so the second half of this game, third quarter, as Bill and I were talking about at halftime, I said, this is a really important quarter for us. Number one, from a mental psyche that we can play better coming out of halftime because we haven't. Third quarter has kind of been our downfall the whole season. And we came out, and they did what you would expect. Okay, well, we're going to change up. We're going to go man-to-man, and that's what they did. They went man-to-man the rest of the game, I believe, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, they just did. They were in man the first half, too. They just were kind of sagged off of you, letting you move it around. And then, we knew they were about to amp up the pressure again. If I was coaching against us, I'd ever do is amp up pressure against us until we proved we could handle it. And I think they went down to open the third. I think they went down and scored, went up 19-17. Neely hit a three to make it 20-19, and then we turned the ball over three times in a row. I know twice the exact same way, and then. There was a third time we turned it over three times in a row. There's 6 points right there, and there's the momentum, and 6 points in that game felt like about 15. And that's just a big you can't turn the ball over and win basketball games. And we didn't have a lot of turnovers, but we had that little stretch right there, three or four turnovers was just critical.
And it's the timing of the turnovers.
Yes.
Yeah. We're talking to Brandon Kirk, coach of Lady Tigers. Let's take a timeout. We'll talk more Lady Tiger basketball when we return. You're listening to Sports Talk on 93.5 FM. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. Talking with Coach Kirk about Lady Tiger basketball and the game with Lexington last night. And Brandon, you're talking about in the third quarter coming out, they made their adjustments. We made our adjustments. We started pressuring them a little bit too. And it just, even when we had open looks, what it did was it seemed like we couldn't get our three, so we started dribbling and driving and trying to penetrate that way and trying to score. And we had some success, but we missed some shots inside as well. And it, you know, it just speeds everything up for everybody. Like you said, we had a couple consecutive turnovers that really hurt, and they're at the wrong – you never want to turn the ball over, but there's just some points in the game where you can't afford to do that kind of thing.
Difference between just turning it over, you know, 2 minutes into the first quarter and then turning it over at critical times. And I thought, like, the first 4 minutes of the third quarter is about the biggest part of the game. And we come out and we hit a three, and then we turn the ball over four times in a row. We had nine turnovers, and four of them were right there doing the exact same – it's like the exact same play back-to-back times, exactly the same. And it's just momentum killer. And then turnovers naturally speed up the pace of the game. We weren't able to penetrate into the lane hardly any, and when we did, we just missed gimmies, which allowed them to push. You can't miss shots in the lane. That's what you – especially uncontested layups. Well, I thought we went in there scared to death to shoot layups. You got to go in there with the mindset of scoring, and if someone gets in your way, you're still scoring. We were tiptoed in there several times, and so that's just not a recipe for success.
Well, we had a couple of opportunities to try to get back in the game late. They had a technical foul at some point. Did they foul at that point, or was that just something just unsportsmanlike? I can't remember.
No, they had earlier in the game, they missed. They had a girl punch Claire.
I saw that one,
They missed that one, and then they got her the second time. So, so Haley went and shot technicals.
Yeah, and but like I said, we just really we weren't shooting the ball as well as we did the week before outside, and just couldn't get that three, and just couldn't hit that big three to kind of get us back in the game and slow their momentum down in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it, you hold teams to under 40, you're supposed to win.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing else to say there. You're going to play. Defensively, you take you say, hey, Coach Kirk, we're going to give up 40 tonight. I'd say 27 games in a row, you can give up 40, and we'll take our chances there. You have got to be able to go around people when they get in your grill. That's what it comes down to. You got to be ball handlers. You got to be strong with the basketball. And I mean, you know it as well as I do. That's our weakness there. We don't have girls. Right now, due to, you know, inexperience or whatever else, that'll when people get up in you, we'll go around you, because that's the offense in basketball is for anyone. When people get up in you, you got to be good enough to go around them one on one with that kind of pressure. And if you're not, nothing you do, you're not going to be successful. And you know, we work on it every day, and we'll continue to work on it every day. And it'll just be a process of building this program up to be a lot of ball handlers, because like you said, that even though we have upperclassmen, they have the experience of freshmen and sophomores due to, you know, a myriad of reasons. But that's the difference. You got to be able to maintain and run offense through pressure.
Well, that game last night, I thought we were talking during the broadcast the importance of winning that game as far as seeding goes, and we were talking about that during the break. And you know, we at this time of year, we got three more games left. We got McNary twice. That's going to be a tough haul in Chester County. So those are probably your two top tier teams in the district out of the four. As far as the district goes, does the seeding matter to you where y'all end up at the end of regular season, or is it just more about the tournament and trying to get lined up as you take on the other side, which is really good too, yes, with Southside and South Gibson.
There's was really two scenarios that could have played out prior to last night, barring teams winning games that they would not be favored to win. If we would have won last night, we would have more than likely we would have been flipping a coin with Lexington to see if we were going to be the 3 seed or the 4 seed. And barring something unexpected happening, Chester and McNary would be flipping a coin to see who was going to be the 1 seed and the 2 seed. And still, barring something unexpected happening, Chester and McNary will still flip a coin to see who is the 1 seed and the 2 seed. So there's still no – if we both would have flipped coins, then all these regular season district games wouldn't have meant a thing. It's just luck of the draw. But now, barring, Lexington going and winning the rest of their games, it'll be Chester and McNary flipping a coin for the 1 seed and the 2 seed. So you're really not – avoiding anyone. It's not like you say, ideally we would have wanted to avoid McNary. Well, it's going to come down to avoiding McNary on a coin toss, more than likely. So no, I don't think it mattered as far as seeding went at all. Bottom line is, like, you got to show up and play. Now, are we going to be hoping that, Chester wins that coin toss? If they get to that coin toss, yes, we'd much rather match up with Chester the first round of district. But bottom line is, it's just your whole season comes down to two games in district. If you put 32 minutes together there for those two games, then you set yourself up to go to the next step and more than likely have a favorable matchup. If you don't win district, if you're second, I believe. Well, no, if you make the district championship game, you have a favorable matchup at the next level. If you're playing in the consolation game, even if you win the consolation game or lose, it's either going to more than likely be Southside or South Gibson, who are two really, really, really good teams.
Yeah, and of course, last night McNary beat Chester County.
Yeah, beat them by 15
pretty handily, and now Chester County we'll go over to Lexington tonight and make their game up. So Lexington, both teams playing back to back.
Yeah, I look for that. I look for that Chester Lexington game to be competitive. I think Lexington has the personnel to possibly be able to box and win the Williamson girl from Chester. That's what they're going to do defensively, because they're not going to go away from their man. They're just going to never help off her. So I look for that to be somewhat competitive, as long as they can stop the big girl inside, which, again, easier said than done. But, playing back-to-backs, they're tough. It's going to be tough. And that's just part of it, and there's nothing they could really do about it.
Well, next week, Chester County comes to town on Tuesday, McNary on Friday, or if I got that flip, is that right? Is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah. And then we'll go to McNary the following week. So pretty tough last three games coming up, but we're at home for two of them.
It is. And Chester, again, thought last time we played Chester, I thought we executed very well. I thought that was the best half of we played a lot of good halves of basketball.
Oh, yeah, we have, yeah.
If you pick and choose halves, we'd be all right. We're struggling to put 32 minutes together. But if we'll execute as well as we did when we played Chester at Chester, I think we'll be there right at the end as far as executing the game plan. And then McNary, you know what they're going to do. They're going to play you man. They're going to 1-2-2 you back into man, and you either handle their pressure and you compete with them, or you don't, and they run you out of the gym. And you can look back at their scores They played Lexington, beat Lexington by 30, and then they go get beat by Chester. So, I mean, it's do you handle the pressure or do you not? That's what a lot of girls' basketball comes down to. That's why Southside's so good, is because every time you read on Southside, the word right next to their name is pressure.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because I remember last year going over there and playing, and they just dominated McNary, and McNary was a really good team, but, I mean, they just absolutely dominated them. And then we go over there and beat South Gibson, and I think kind of surprised them. Didn't surprise us, but surprised them. But, they're just going to keep running. You're talking about Southside, keep running and running. But McNary, we know what Chester has. We haven't seen McNary yet. Kind of tell us a little bit about what they have compared to last year. They got a lot of the girls, same girls back, or
I think they play very similar to last year. They've got Maddie Kirk, great player, one of the better players in the district. I think they are very well rounded. I think they're the best. There is no weakness out of their first 5, 6, 7 girls. There's not one they're having to hide. There's not one that they're like, oh, we can attack her because she can't defend or she can't shoot a lick or so on. They're very, very well rounded. They're very disciplined. They handle the basketball well. They pass the ball well. They don't turn it over very often. And the games they've lost is when they've just not shot it well, honestly. They're a good, solid team that we're going to have to keep off the boards. That's what happened. I was talking to Lexington's coach last night, and she said, we just got absolutely killed rebounding. She said some of it was just – the ball would come straight to them. Some of it was that they'd go get it, and we wouldn't go get it. So you got to keep them off the boards, and then you got to hope their shots aren't falling. Is what it boils down to. They don't do anything special defensively that anyone else doesn't do. They just sit there and guard you, and they don't. I think Lexington pressures the ball better than McNary does. I just think McNary does a better job of help side, of moving as a group, of making your life tough. So, I mean, are they beatable? Yes. Are they a good team? Yes.
Yeah, so looking forward to that, though. We got them at home, got Chester County on Tuesday night, tip-off time 6 p.m., and then, again, McNary coming in on Friday. And then Valentine's Day, we'll go over there and share some love in the roundhouse, and that's a 6 p.m. tip over there on Valentine's Day. So looking forward to being home for a couple of games anyway as we wind this regular season down. But tough luck last night for the Lady Tigers. And we'll do it all over again on Tuesday and see what happens.
Yes, sir. We'll do it too.
All right, man. I appreciate you coming in and going through all the wrecks and the traffic and everything else coming in on this Saturday morning. That's Coach Kurt. We'll talk to Coach Geyer when we return. We'll talk some Tiger basketball. This is Sports Talk on 93.5 FM. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I'm Steve Cornell, and with you on this Saturday morning, beautiful Saturday morning, good to see sunshine. I figure out what I'm going to do today. Might have should have went today and played golf. Let's bring in Coach Ryan Geyer and talk a little Tiger basketball. And Coach, similar to the girls last night, you're coming off a really good game at Chester, get some momentum, playing well, and then you get an unexpected break, number one, and then you're going into a team that you beat in overtime, and that, as I said, with the girls, both teams were pretty much equal talent-wise, and then we go over there at senior night. Your routine's messed up for the week. And, you know, both teams to me kind of came out a little bit flat, I thought.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, like Coach said earlier, when you get kids out of a routine, and even us as coaches out of a routine, it just changes kind of the feel of what's going on, and you're out of school and you're sleeping in and you're staying up late and whatever. And, you know, that's kids being kids. I mean, that is what it is. But not being able to practice a couple days, and then you get in the gym on Thursday, and then obviously yesterday had a pregame shoot around and things like that. But it messes up your routine. And then also that, you got to go on the road. And when you go play anywhere on somebody's senior night, I don't care who it is, the crowd's into the game, the seniors are pumped up, the coaches hyped them up. So there's a little more energy, I think, on their side coming out of the game, early. And, you know, they hit some shots there in the first quarter that they didn't make in the first half against us here. And I knew that would happen. I told them it before the game. I said, they're going to make some shots they didn't make against us a couple weeks ago. But, you know, we weathered the storm there. I think we were down 5 going into the second quarter. And, you know, we were hanging around. It's 4 or 5-point game. And then all of a sudden in the second quarter, multiple times, we didn't rebound a basketball. And I've not said that in a long time with this team. I think there's been 1 or 2 games where we didn't rebound well. But last night in the first half, we did not rebound the ball, and they made us pay. We got some shots we wanted them to take from guys that we wanted to take those shots, and then we didn't capitalize on it by rebounding the ball, and they're getting second chance points, and that can really kill you. And, you know, it's a 7-point game. They have a kid take a 3 with about 4 seconds left, and we have 2 guys kind of look around at who's going to get it, and 25 comes in for Lexington, gets it, sticks it back. And so they go up 9, and just little stuff like that in the first half, like you talk about, when you're not in a routine and you come out a little sluggish and you kind of – and it's the little stuff like that that the ordinary fan may not see, but as coaches you see. And, you know, so we come in and to half down 9, and I just didn't feel like we played our best. I thought, like you said, the past few weeks we've really played good basketball, and we just didn't play as good as we're capable of playing. And, you know, they made us pay, and then they get the crowd into the game, and their seniors start making shots, so the crowd's going nuts for the seniors. And, you know, so we go in to half down 9, but just – I thought we didn't play as well as we could have played there early in the game.
Do you think, like, I'm sitting there watching that game, and then nothing good is really happening for us. We miss a couple layups, or the ball bounces the wrong way, or the ball's in the cylinder and spins out. Do you, as a coach, do you go, God, it's going to be one of those nights, you know, and this is things that there's nothing I can do about, you know. But it just seemed like, well, we're talking about turnovers at the wrong time, or we would get a turnover and then just hand it right back to them. Right. You know, it was kind of that way all night long. It's just like nothing good ever happened for us all night.
Yeah, you know, we only had, I think, 11 turnovers, and that's our goal, is 10 or less a game. But it was just key times when they would happen, like you said. And just when you've got pretty evenly matched teams, and I tell our team this, I tell coach, what it boils down to is who's going to make shots early, how is the game going to be officiated, are they going to let you play a little bit, or are they not, how's it going to be called, and who gets a 50-50 balls, turnovers, steals, a 50-50 block charge, just little stuff that can – change the game when you're pretty evenly matched. And it was kind of reversed when we played them here. I think we got some calls probably in our favor and made some shots, and I think we were up 9 going into the second half when we played them here, and it was the reverse there. And that's part of playing at home too. You're going to shoot it better at home, you're going to be more amped up, crowds into it, just little stuff. But I thought we played okay. I just didn't feel like we did some of the little stuff in the first half to where I think it should have been probably a 1-possession game, but just some little stuff. Are teams going to get an offensive rebound every now and then? Yes, because a kid might take a bad shot that leads to an offensive rebound or whatever. But there were just a few times where we just kind of got caught ball watching and didn't go get it, and they did. And, you can't give a team at home second chance points. And so they made us pay for it in the first half, but we were only down 9. I just felt like we should have been down 2, 3, 4. And we didn't shoot it well. And I thought if we can get some of these shots to fall, we can cut the deficit. But, you know, coming out of half, they come out blazing hot there for the first 3 or 4 minutes. They're seniors making shots. A kid that we held scoreless here at home, he comes out, hits a 3, first possession of the third quarter. And they went up, I think, 16 or 17. And then we came back and cut it to 6, but it's too late at that point. You know, it's one of those. If we play a little better in the first half, it's a different game, but you can't go back and change it, even though you wish you could. But they're a solid team. They beat McNary last week. They're really senior heavy. He starts 4 seniors, and they combined for outside of number 5, their other starter, they had every point. So obviously you could tell they were amped up for it and wanting to win on senior night, but you know, I was proud of our effort in the second half, and we didn't shoot it very well there either. And that's part of when you don't practice, you're not in a rhythm. It's little stuff like that, just got ball watching or not making shots in a game rhythm when you're off a few days. And so, you know, we can make excuses about it, but they were out too. And so, you know, we battled and we try to move on forward to next week.
We're talking to Coach Guyer. We'll take a quick time out. You're listening to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. We'll be back with more Tiger basketball right after this.
Make up your mind. Decide to walk with me around the lake tonight. Around the lake tonight, by my side.
Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I like electric guitar on that song. I always wanted to play electric guitar. I don't know why I never did. I just like to play a guitar. It has nothing to do with basketball, but I was just sitting here listening to this song, just kind of letting it marinate a little bit in my headphones. Y'all can hear it out there because I play my headphones wide open.
I can hear it.
Yeah, I'm getting where I can't hear anything. So I wonder why, but I always want to play electric guitar. I don't know. But anyway, we were talking off the air a little bit about offensively what we were doing last night and being really aggressive to the basket. And we were talking about the way they played. They pretty much seemed like to me they wanted to take Wheeler out of the game, so they put, I think, Valley on him and faced him pretty much to say, hey, you get in his face. Wherever he goes, you go with him. Hang on to him. So you got your options there to just, okay, we're going to drive, penetrate, see what happens. And it's basically 4-on-4 at that point.
Right.
And so you're taking a defender out, and they're letting us drive and penetrate that way. And Jackson did an outstanding job of doing that, and that's really his game too. He's good like that. You said he went to the free throw line 12 times. He could have went 20 times last night because there were several times he went in there, got fouled, you know, and nothing called. And so I get what you were trying to do, but when you do that and when you got that going on, and then as a game goes on and then you find yourself down 2-3 possessions, what can you do at that point to try to get that big three knocked down to try to get back in the game?
Right, yeah, we tried to run some off-ball action for Wheeler. They did a good job of fighting through and understanding our personnel. And so at that point, when you're not helping off the strong side corner, it's basically one-on-one. And like we were talking about, and you saw Jackson gets to the line 12 times. Tanner was getting to the free throw line. We outscored them 8 in the fourth quarter when they ripped. And it was not as much in the first half, but like you said, in the second half, really when they changed that look defensively. And I thought we did a good job of playing that same way. Caleb getting touches on the low block, one-on-one. You know, we've just got to make them pay for it. And we outscored them 8 in the fourth. But it was just some little stuff earlier in the game that didn't allow us to have a chance to win it, really. We were having to claw back too much. But overall, we just didn't shoot the ball well. And part of that was in the first half. We missed, I can remember, 5 wide open looks from 3 from, I think, 4 different guys. So it wasn't just one guy. But you get a couple of those shots to fall. And then once we got in the bonus, it's like, hey, you got to stop us one-on-one. We'll shoot free throws the entire fourth. And that's what you want. Paint shots, free throws, or wide open threes. Those are what you want. And we did a good job of adjusting. Give Coach Fitch credit by switching to that. And, you know, we'll learn from it and adjust from it if we see them again in the tournament. But, you know, when you got a guy playing you like that, other guys have got to step up and make plays. And I thought we did for the most part, you know, but it kind of changed up what we were wanting to do in the second half.
Well, Chester County did the same thing in the second half. They put Big Barham out there on Wheeler and kind of kept him over there. He did a great job of getting away from him. That kid can sometimes be a little lazy in defensively, and he got away from him a couple of times and knocked down some big threes and kept us in that game. But I was just wondering if that was your game plan or was that an adjustment going in the second half, because Jackson and Tanner were both attacking on both sides of the rim and really trying to get those foul calls.
Right, yeah, like we talked about, if they're not going to help off the strong side corner and basically face guard, with Jackson, Tanner, even JT, Caleb, I'll take my chances one-on-one when we can turn the corner. And we lived at the free throw line in the fourth, but we had to foul and they made free throws late, and that was kind of it. If we don't give up second chance points in the first half and make one or two of our open looks, it's a completely different game. But once they got up 10-11 and he really started face guarding Wheeler hard, you saw us cut the lead. It's just, you can't, against a good team on the road, you can't dig yourself a 12-13 point deficit and then expect to come back and win the game.
Well, we chipped away and chipped away, and at one time they're late. We cut it to a 2-possession game, and then we got a turnover. And like I said, it was one of those nights. We get a turnover, we're driving, and we turn it back over.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that, it's just a little thing. And you're going to have games like that. And that's just sports. It doesn't matter what sport it is. There's just going to be some nights the ball doesn't bounce your way, and it happened last night. It just happened to be to a team that was prepared to play in, like, you know, senior night, last home game, that type deal. They had a lot to play for.
They did. And, you know, that was a big game both ways on our side, because whoever won that game is, as of now, is in second place for sure. And if we could have won it, we'd have held the tiebreaker over them. But, you know, they're a solid team. They've played a great schedule. They're prepared, like, they're prepared as good as anybody to play in our district. So there's a possibility we see them again in the tournament. If we do, it'll be a rubber match game, you know, and we'll see from there. But
we match up well against them, though.
We do. You know, it's high school basketball. When you're pretty evenly matched, who makes jump shots, how's the game going to be officiated, and who wins a 50-50 battle. And they won the 50-50 battle last night, where we've won it in past games, and little stuff like that determines games. And we didn't shoot it. We only made 2 threes last night. And I think the first time we played them, we made 9 or 10. So that's a big swing gap, but you know, we'll live to see another day, and we've got 3 more before the tournament start.
Well, next week, Chester County will come to town on Tuesday. McNary, who we haven't seen, will be here on Friday. Chester County played them down to the wire. We had a chance to win it there at the end, and that's all you can really ask for in a game, is just have a chance to win. And it didn't work out. What will you do different this time around?
We'll make some adjustments as far as what we want to do defensively, just some tweaks, and then offensively, depending on how I think they may guard us, we'll look at some different things. But, you know, we've played them closer than anybody in the district. We, like you said, we had a chance to win the game on the road over there in the final 10 seconds, and that's all you can ask for. I think they're the most athletic team of the four in the district. They're 3-0 right now, so I'm looking forward to playing them again. I think that we'll have an opportunity to compete and win the game if we play like we're capable of playing. You know, and then you got McNary back-to-back. McNary's right now, they're 0-3 in the district. They've lost they lost single digits last night to Chester, and then Lexington beat them single digits at Lexington. So they're right there just like we are, and all of us are. Pretty much toss up a coin on any given night, and anybody can beat anybody. So I think we match up with McNary the best out of anybody. I'm looking forward to playing them. I think Coach Riley would say the same. We match up the best of against each other as far as skill-wise and length and athleticism. But, you know, it'll be three battles, and we know that. And then you got the tournament. We're playing for seed now and kind of who you want to match up with. And, you know, we'll see what happens. But I'm looking forward to senior night on Tuesday and recognizing our seniors. We've got four seniors this year. And we'll talk more about them next week after senior night. Then you got homecoming Friday, and then we'll have that rescheduled date with McNary on Valentine's Day, like I said, before the tournament starts. But a lot of
distractions next week.
So we've got a lot of things going on next week, and then you go on the road one more time for the tournament, and then that other side, I've been keeping up with them in our region, and it's just like us. Anybody can beat anybody. And a lot of other teams in our district have played Northside and played Liberty and even South Gibson. So, you know, there might be a team a little bit better, but it's not drastic enough to where you just show up and win. Like, you don't have to play. So right now you're playing for seeding, you're playing for matchup and region, and I think everybody – has a chance to move on. So, you know, it's who's playing the best basketball at the right time is what it's going to boil down to. So it'll be a fun next few weeks.
All right, Tuesday night here, senior night, as Chester County will be in town. And then on Friday night, McNary will be in town for homecoming. Tip-off time, 6 p.m. If you can't make it to the game, of course, you can catch all the action right here on 93.5 FM, WKWXFM.com, the WKWX app. And streaming live on YouTube channel Slice 93. Last night, I missed the whole first half or most of the first half of the boys' game trying to keep us online. That thing kept getting knocked off for some reason. Never could figure out just from that one stretch. The internet kept bouncing in and out, and then it was okay after that. So I don't know what was going on, but, you know, I'm not technologically good enough to try to figure that kind of thing out, do the best I can with a lot going on during the game. But we try to do our best to bring you all the action. That'll be Tuesday night coming up 6 p.m. We got some more sports to talk about. Baseball season and softball season right around the corner. We'll give you some dates of their start time. And then Super Bowl is set. We'll talk a little Super Bowl when we come back. You're listening to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. Coming up at 1 p.m. or well before that, but tip off at 1 p.m. It's Tennessee and Auburn right here on 93.5 FM, your home for Volunteer basketball and football. So it should be a good one on this Saturday. Tennessee trying to get back on a winning track after losing to Florida, of all people. of all teams. But anyway, that's coming up this afternoon as our Sports Saturday continues right here on 93.5 FM. Coming up in March, Lady Tiger softball will be in action on March the 4th. A Lexington play day there. Times will be announced. And then on the 11th of March, they'll be back here for a Hardin County play date. And then open the season up on the 13th. Adamsville will be the opponent. And then Collinwood will come in here on the 14th. Baseball starts on the 13th, March the 13th. Ripley, Mississippi. They're being a tournament over there in Corinth. And then on Monday, the doubleheader, they'll take on Corinth High School. So 3 o'clock start, Ripley, Mississippi, and then 5 for the Corinth start. And then on the 14th, they'll play Deschler, Alabama. Where have I heard that name before?
That's right outside of Florence area.
Yeah.
Coach Carp territory.
Yeah, he talks about them all the time. But it's more like Deschler. Deschler.
Yeah.
Alabama. That's a 8 p.m. start. That's at Northeast Community College. And then Parsons on the 16th, Riverside. And then the home opener will be on the 17th as Parsons Riverside will come to town. And we'll get that kicked off. Of course, you can hear Hardin County Baseball right here on 93.5 FM. We'll work out some stuff to try to bring some Lady Tiger softball as well, and just trying to spread the love, Ryan, trying to spread the love. You boys were in a conversation about Super Bowl. You got the Eagles. You got the Kansas City Chiefs. I thought the Bengals got a little bit of the shaft on in their game there toward the end. Of course, the one big play that gave one an extra 15 yards and they field goal their way into the Super Bowl. That was a really good game, though. And it's one of those games kind of reminded me of our game last night where Cincinnati, just everything went against them. Every time they make a step forward, they take 2 steps back.
Yeah. You know, the Chiefs had a lot to play for after getting beat last year in a conference championship, and the Bengals calling Arrowhead, Burrowhead.
Yeah, I thought that was a bad move right there. Yeah, like,
you know, it was a good game. Probably, arguably, the 2 best quarterbacks in the league. So, the Super Bowl should be a really good matchup. I'm looking forward to watching it. I think the Eagles are probably a little better roster wise, but it's hard to pick against Patrick Mahomes. So, it'll be a good one.
Well, they got a break as San Francisco's quarterback goes down, second play of the game. He's really, third string,
mm-hmm.
basically. Second string, third string. And then they bring in another guy that's been in the league for years and years, you know, just kind of a journeyman.
Yep.
I think they said he had been with San Francisco like 5 or 6 different times.
He's played for literally almost half the league.
He comes in, and then he gets hurt. I thought at that time they were warming up Christian
McCaffrey.
They were warming. I thought they might put Jennings in.
You
know, he was quarterback, and I thought, well, you know, you might see Jennings here, but man, what a terrible way to end your season that way and just not having a quarterback. I mean, there's nothing they could do.
No, that's it. They put Purdy back in the second half. Yeah. And
what could he do?
Literally got a torn UCL. So he couldn't throw. He's just literally out there. And, you know, that is a brutal way to get beat, just having no option at quarterback. And, you know, Eagles have – gotten a little lucky, and we'll see what happens here.
Well,
I guess next week.
Yeah. What is it, next week?
Next week.
Is it Pro Bowl coming up? They've just turned that into craziness. I used to love to watch that game when I was growing up, and now it's just, I don't know, what, flag football?
Pretty much.
And all this different activities they got going on. And they got the Mannings out there, and now they're all over the place for sure. But – anyway, that's coming up in a couple of weeks. And we got basketball action next week as the Tigers will be at home for two, Tuesday night, senior night, and then homecoming on Friday night. Any last words from you guys before we get out of here?
Come out and support us next week for our seniors, and then homecoming Friday is our last two home games, unless we see what happens in the postseason, but last two guaranteed home games of the year.
It went by fast, didn't it?
Flies by.
Flies by. Man, I'm telling you, it gets worse as you get older, too. That's the thing. But I appreciate you guys coming in, and I appreciate everybody listening this morning to Sports Talk, as you do each and every Saturday morning. Thanks to Lily over at the station keeping this thing going. And, of course, to our sponsors that help provide us with a little money to keep this program going each and every Saturday. So go out and enjoy your Saturday sunshine. Temperature's going to get up a little bit. Go out and enjoy your day. Tennessee coming up here in just a little bit. Tip-off time at 1 p.m. with Auburn. We appreciate you tuning in to Sports Talk on this Saturday morning. We'll be back next Saturday to talk more Hardin County Lady Tiger and Tiger basketball at 9 a.m. Hope you have a great Saturday. We'll see you next week at 9 a.m. Go Tigers and go Vols.